Hey, I'm really hoping I have the right place. I'm the artist looking for a model. We talked on the phone. Oh, thank gosh. So yeah, hey. Your voice doesn't seem to do you justice. It's really nice to meet you. Hmm? Oh yes, I'll come in. Kind of awkward for the neighbors if I start walking in the hallway, right? That was bad. I'm sorry. You have a lovely home. So many windows. As a painter, I'm an absolute sucker for natural light. And this place, wow. I mean, if I wasn't here to paint you, I could spend all day sketching your apartment. It's gorgeous. That's not to say that you aren't absolutely stunning yourself, because you are. I just meant that your taste in decor and living spaces, and all this sunlight. I mean, I think I'm gonna stop talking now. Yes, a drink would be lovely. Thank you. And it will give me time to get my foot out of my mouth and figure out how I want you to paint, like, posing and lighting and water is fine. Thank you. Ah, thank you. My hands are a little occupied, so if you could just put a, that is a very white towel. May I ask what brand of bleach you use? Yes, I'm trying to distract myself from the fact that said towel is all you're wearing. And wearing it very well, I might add. Yes, I am also aware that you're planning on modeling nude. I am the one who requested it, after all. It's just... there's a difference between looking at a beautiful woman as a girl and looking at her as an artist. At the moment, I am very much a simple girl looking at a gorgeous woman and trying very hard not to make a fool of herself. Any more than she has already in this case. Well, thank my lucky stars for finding the one nude model in the city who is both stunningly beautiful and willing to tolerate me blithering like an idiot. Alright, I bet we finish up with the embarrass the artist half to death time and actually get on to the outing. It is so a word. I just made it up, so it is a word now. Okay, Missy, time for you to be quiet and just look pretty. Oh yes, the girl can give you orders. Here's another one. Remove your towel and go recline on that lovely seat in front of the window. The setting sun will backlight you wonderfully. Don't say it. Please don't say it. I can hear what you're thinking. Don't. I hear it in every clause, from every model, and... I hate you. Just pose already. You look amazing. Just tilt your head back a little. Perfect. And bend your knee outward so your leg casts a shadow in whatever your body. That's it. Now, hold still. But tell me if you need to move. We'll start with a sketch. You're not too cold, are you? I'm only asking because it looks like you're starting to get goosebumps. And other bumps. Now who's embarrassed? Consider it karma for that overused Titanic quote. Told you not to say it. Hey, relax. We're professionals here, right? It's just something that happens. If anything, it adds texture to the picture. Of course I'm adding it to your finished piece. The goosebumps, your nipples, and that adorable blush that's currently creeping across your cheeks and down your neck. I feel like it'll add a sense of innocence to an otherwise sultry image. Stop squirming, please. Do you need to take a break? You seem to have trouble sitting still. Getting stiff? Or, perhaps, you're getting looser, more relaxed, and involved in the process more than you thought? I'd be more inclined to believe you if your hips weren't rocking just that little bit, or if your thighs didn't have that slight tremble. Eyes of an artist, darling. It's my job to see details. And, trust me, there's no hardship to take in all of you. You know, the sketch for this pose is more or less done. And if you're having trouble keeping still, perhaps we should move on to a new one? Wonderful. Please move over to that armchair so you're in the direct sunlight. Legs spread, please. I would like your knees to be touching the arms of the chair. Just like that. God, the sunlight makes you look so glowing. And it shimmers so prettily off the wetness of your pussy. I did tell you, it's different to look at you as an artist. Changes my perspective, let's say. But you like being looked at, don't you? You like my eyes roaming all over that gorgeous body, taking in every single detail, my gaze, and almost physical touch in its perusal. You're trembling, my dear. Are you cold again? Or is it the opposite now? Are you getting hot? Is it your body burning and aching for a touch? Well, don't let me stop you. Feel free to touch to your heart's content. Just don't move your legs. The curve of your thigh is giving me a bit of trouble. Moaning already? My, you must be sensitive. I said don't move your legs. I don't care how good it feels when you pinch and twist your nipples like that. Sit. Still. Good. Alright. I do believe I've captured your lower half in enough detail that I can move on, which requires you to move your hands away. Don't whine at me. Just do it. Let go of your tits. Now. Good. Good girl. No, keep them on the arms of the chair for now. I want your torso to be long and... You know what? Could you arch your back a bit for me? Just enough to see the curve. Perfect. Hold. Right there. You're really getting desperate, aren't you? Whimpering with each breath, sweating despite the goosebumps. And I can even see your dripping pussy clenching from all the way over here. Poor thing. Don't worry, sweetheart. I'm almost done. Just a little more shading, and then we can focus on getting the right expression on that lovely face, okay? Okay. Don't move, baby. Keep those delectable breasts thrust out, as if begging to be kissed. Alright, sweetheart. All done with your torso? You can relax. Take a breath. That's it. You really are so beautiful, all flushed and trembling like that. Go ahead and touch how you want, baby. Tease your clit. Stroke your pussy. But don't look away. I want to see your face when you come. Yes, I think that would be the perfect face for this picture. Don't you? You hardly heard a word after I said touch, didn't you? Don't rub so hard, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself. That clit's too adorable to be abused like that. Come on, slow down. Your thighs are shaking so much, jerking and spasming with every stroke. Does it feel like it? Or is it just because you're being watched? Do you think if I stared at you and studied you long enough, you would come without being touched? A thought for next time, perhaps? But for now, I want to see you ease a finger or two inside your poor, neglected pussy. Nice and easy. Oh, sweetheart. Two fingers and not a bit of resistance. So fucking wet. In fact, you're starting to stay in that lovely chair with how much you're dripping. You already look so close, baby. Are you really gonna come so soon? Oh, well, we will definitely have to see how close I can get you with just my gaze sometime in the future. But for now, eyes on me, sweetheart. Let me see you come. There you go, baby. Rub your clit. Faster now. Fuck yourself deeper. Don't look away. I said don't fucking look away. Close your eyes again, and I'll come over there and make you stop. You know I will. Harder now. Grind your palm against your clit and finger fuck your pussy as deep as you can. That's it. Fuck yourself, my sweetheart. Show me what you look like when you come. Will you whimper? Will you scream? Or will you just bite your lip and shudder in ecstasy? Show me, baby. Let me see. Faster. Harder. That's it. That's it, baby. So fucking beautiful. Come for me. Now. Right. Fucking. Now. Oh, I do believe this is going to be my best piece yet. But should I make it a gallery piece? I'll keep it for my own private collection. Perhaps we can talk it over during our next session? It would seem that we've lost the light for today, and I dislike working in artificial lighting. Hmm? What about me? Oh, sweetheart, let's just say, we may not know if being watched is enough for you, but watching is more than enough for me. No, no, don't try and get up. Modeling can be tiring, if done right. Here, have some water, and I'll show myself out. Same time next week? Tomorrow? Well, I'll see if I can pencil you in. I'll call you. All right. See you later, then.